What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Kayshawn Booty just keeps getting better. And there's stuff that I'll spout a lot of stuff, Rob, over the course of the season. I thought Kayshawn Booty was really good from the friggin' time he got here. I've rarely seen the kind of body control and hands that he has. And I knew he was good as a rookie, and he stepped out of bounds and Bill didn't play him. And I knew he was good last year, and he eventually came around, even though he can be a little bit of a knucklehead with some of his statements. And he's going to be really good this year. He is... He could be a two for a good team.
Kern likes Booty.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Got you covered up until 2 o'clock. You're going to hear Mike Vrabel live about 1:25 here on Jones and Keith, which means we're going to move the grab bag up a little bit today.
That's fine.
1 it's o'clock. Right.
Grab bag is flexible.
It is.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting day to hear Vrabel based on... Well, some of the roster moves they made yesterday, some roster moves they could make today, right? I think waiver claims were due at noon, so we could be getting news here any moment.
Right.
And I'm curious to hear Vrabel live. We'll do that at 1:25. So, again, the grab bag is going to move less than an hour from now, 1 o'clock. You'll hear that on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you the clip du jour at its normal time. You can mix in thoughts on the Red Sox if you want, but we're talking some Patriots here at 617-779-7937. Curran, very bullish on Kayshawn Booty. If you missed any of that yesterday, go back and listen to the full interview on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Kayshawn Booty, one of eight, kind of nine receivers, if you count Jalen Polk, on the IR. I imagine that's not going to be the number two Sundays from now when they open up against the Raiders. I don't think that's what the roster is going to look like then. But in the meantime, they keep eight. Kyle Duggar still on the roster. Anthony Jennings still on the roster. You had a weird faux kicking competition where the rookie won out, even though he didn't outperform the other guy. Cole Strange is gone. Keith, your thoughts on the initial 53-man roster of the New England Patriots?
Yeah, biggest surprise to me was the sheer number of wide receivers that they kept. I thought going into camp they might only keep five. They end up going with eight. So it's like Bourne, Chisholm, and Baker are kind of in a battle for even the sixth spot. And you're like, all right, that kind of felt likely, right? They're going to have a sixth guy on there. And then Bourne gets hurt. So you're like, all right, it's between Chisholm and Baker. And then they keep them all. So that to me was the biggest surprise. I'm not shocked that Cole Strange got cut based on his usage throughout camp and the preseason. It does jump out, though, and it's noteworthy because he was a first-round pick of one of the all-time bad drafts, right? It was a bad pick at the time because it was an overreach on a position that you shouldn't take in the first round. And they did, and it kind of blew up in their face. The next biggest surprise, though, after the receiver thing to me would be Duggar and Jennings being on the roster because there was so much smoke around both of those guys, specifically Duggar. We spent more time talking about Duggar, but I'd lump them both in as, you know, veteran guys that have been on the team but were sliding down the depth chart, and there was just so much smoke around them getting traded or cut that, you know, the deadline comes and goes, and you're like, nope, that was all, at least for now, that was all for nothing. They're on the team. So I would say receiver, Kyle Duggar, Jennings to a lesser degree, and then the end of the Cole Strange era.
So maybe the receivers tie in with this too. I think it feels more relevant with guys like Duggar and Jennings. They weren't going to let good players go.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. And those guys, we can debate how good they are and how impactful they'll be on this team and if they're the right scheme fit for Vrabel. I think Duggar and Jennings are both getting demoted or you know, having their reps relegated because they might not be a perfect scheme fit for what Vrabel wants to do. He wants more of a center field type at safety. And when it comes to an edge player, Jennings isn't a pure fit there either. So I think the Patriots acknowledge their roster's not in a place where they can let quality football players go. And regardless of what you think of Duggar and Jennings, they belong on NFL rosters. The Patriots can't let those guys go. I'd say the same thing about Kendrick Bourne. The odd thing with him is he's not healthy.
Right.
But then if you're putting him on PUP and he can come back in four or five games or whatever, that does build in some depth. So maybe the injury helped Kendrick Bourne in an odd way. I think that's another player they're not just going to let go. These are quality NFL players that belong on 53-man rosters. So in some ways, keeping all those guys who may not be a scheme fit, in the case of Duggar, probably overpaid. The reason they're still here is because the roster isn't very good, and that's an acknowledgement from Vrabel and Stryker and Cowden and Elliott Wolf and everybody else that their roster still isn't in a great, healthy place. The receivers, to me, are a bit different. Javon Baker, Efton Chisholm, we have no idea what those guys are. I think they just kept the receivers because, again, they're trying to, A, build a little bit of depth behind Steph Diggs in case they got to manage Diggs' reps at all. And I would say the preseason is an indication they're going to manage some of those reps. And I also just think they're playing some games with the roster right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be very surprised if Javon Baker is actually on the 53-man roster. I think they're probably trying to sneak him through to the practice squad. Maybe it's Chisholm they're trying to do that with. They put him on the initial roster. You wait a couple of days. Some waiver claims happen. Teams declare their rosters. Teams declare who they want to keep. They start making up their practice squad. It's easier to get Javon Baker there. I would just about guarantee they're doing something like that with the receiver room.
Yeah, that could be. And maybe it's unnecessary, right? Meaning, like, I don't know how many teams would have been lining up to put a claim in on Javon Baker or Efton Chisholm. But at the same time, why not? Because you'd mentioned they didn't want to just get rid of any good players. Who's the best player they cut? Like, who is, you know, every year there's always like, oh, surprise cut, or that guy got scooped up.
Does Braden Swenson count just because they invested a fifth round pick? I mean, that's probably the most surprise. Like, Cole Strange is not a surprising cut. I don't think.
No, he's not. But I just mean, like, when
that's
when,
a bigger name, I guess, just because he was a first round
pick. Yeah. And like, so when teams take a look at it and they're like, all right, let's go over the waivers. Who do we want? How many guys from the Patriots are even going to get claimed? I feel like the last handful of years, the roster's been in such a state where those guys all go unclaimed. Because it's like, oh, there's Bailey Zappe. You guys want him? Like, he started games for us, and we're just going to cut him. Remember they did that? They cut him, then they brought him back, and they put him on the practice squad, then he was back on the roster. Like, they did all kinds of weird moves with him, but they could do it because they were like, no one's going to take him. So with guys like, you know, Duggar, they're probably thinking, all right, he's either going to play sparingly for us, or, you know, we're certainly not going to lose him for nothing. Other guys, we're going to keep him on the roster just to try to build some sort of depth. But the receiver thing is just kind of strange because, like, they're going to have to move guys to the practice squad or whatever, because you're not going to go into the season with eight of your 53 players as wideouts.
No, and you're not going to go into a year with three running backs. They're pretty thin at tight end as well. I think they kept three, right? But I,
yeah,
but
they did. Henry, Hooper, and Westover.
But I could see...
Who's basically a fullback.
So I could see some movement there. They might add a third quarterback because they kept two quarterbacks and three running backs. So
does the only three running backs make you feel better about Ramondre injury-wise, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Right?
Makes maybe, you feel better about the nickname.
Cerberus. There's only three of them.
They only kept the Cerberus.
The three-headed dog monster.
Nick, great point. Hadn't even thought about that. They kept the Cerberus. They don't even need anything else. Great point by you.
That's right, because it would be confusing if they had a fourth running back.
It would take away from the nickname.
What is this?
Yeah, it would really confuse
that
people.
That makes sense.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. What do you think of the Patriots keeping eight wide receivers? What does it mean for Steph Diggs? If anything, we're going to get into that coming up in just a moment. Other roster takeaways. Duggar's still here. Jennings still here. Strange on the way out. Real quick, though, text line.
Yes.
At 617-779-7937. Jones, I'm shocked to learn that your favorite muffin isn't a brand muffin. That feels on brand.
Wow. What was that?
A brand muffin? What?
No. Is that a joke?
An attempt at a joke.
No, it was an attempt at a joke.
Brand on brand?
I wanted to bring this up. On brand. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, I didn't know if that's what they were going for.
Secondly, though, how has sales and marketing not gotten this segment sponsored by High Noon? That's a good point.
I mean, we're on every day
at
High Noon.
That is a good point. Big sales meeting this morning. As there typically is, middle of the week.
Yep.
I get that sponsored.
Sure. Works for me. I had a few of those last weekend.
High Noon or really anything.
Yep.
Would be a good way to do
it. I plead the fifth.
Do you think keeping eight receivers is a reflection in any way on Steph Diggs?
See, I don't. I think that they didn't have 53 really good players as part of it. And it goes back to, let's just make sure or give ourselves the best chance to keep Chisholm, Baker, and even Bourne. At least have those guys as options. Let's see what Bourne's health status is. If we can get a guy or two to the practice squad, so be it. If Baker ends up playing a lot of special teams, then so be it. I think all their guys right now, are in a spot where you can't really count on any one of them, right? Like even Diggs, like I don't know what to get. Like I have high hopes on Diggs. I think he could be good. We've pointed out many times that the over-under is 750 yards receiving this year, which is not a huge number by any stretch. But do I expect Pop Douglas to do a lot better than that? Do I expect Mac Hollins to do a lot better than that? Do I expect Kyle Williams? Certainly not. So it might be a little bit of a quantity over quality situation, but that's sort of the hand that they were dealt. So I don't think it's specifically about Diggs, because even if Diggs was nails, I think there's still questions about, all right, well, who's going to be that third option? Like, who's going to be the next guy that sort of steps up? It's all kind of even right now. So I don't look at it as a Diggs issue as much as a roster manipulation type of thing.
So I think it'll be that at the end of the day. And I think it does go back to wanting to keep good players, or at least your best players. And if Chisholm and Baker and those guys are top of your roster, well, fine. Keep in the meantime. See who else gets released. And then you could toy around with the roster. I bet Diggs is going to have reps managed early in the year. What does that mean? First couple of weeks, first month? I don't know. Like, do you think he's going to be a full... What do receivers play? I mean, how many play 100% of the snaps? Probably not many.
I think some of them do.
Do you think Diggs is going to get like the full complement, even if it's not 100? You know what I mean? You think he's going to be a full-time player right away, or you think he's going to play two-thirds, three-quarters of the time to start?
All right, so last season,
yeah.
So it wasn't prime Diggs, right? This was Houston Texans Diggs. Offensive snaps.
And that was in a good receiver room, at least to start the year before he and Dell got hurt. Yeah.
Looks like he was anywhere between... not counting his last game where he got hurt, between 77 and 86% of the snaps.
Okay.
So like three-quarters of the snaps.
Oh, my God.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Swift and Kelce have called it off. They're not going on. They said, oh, too much attention on us. We can't do it. Sorry, you go ahead. Breaking news.
We were just talking about eight receivers on the Patriots. That number has been trimmed to seven. Pats are releasing wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. Thank you, Nick. After he requested his release. That's according to a source.
They've had a few guys request releases. Who is it? Somebody in the secondary that just asked
for
it.
Yeah, it was Epps.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
yeah, okay, dude.
Read the room.
Yeah. I remember he was on the team.
I was like Nikhil
you
Harry.
You can't cut me.
I was
like
Nikhil
to
Harry
released.
Requesting a trade.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gone.
We actually just cut you.
See you, dude.
No, because I said so. Like, no, because we said so. No, because I did. I said so. So, yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
So, more rats, by the way, scurrying around, giving Schefter news.
Yep.
But the Patriots are releasing wide receiver Kendrick Bourne per his request.
I mean, talk about reading the room, though. He probably did look at it and say, all right, there's eight receivers here.
Going on PUP. I thought
maybe
that
not.
Was where this was going.
Yeah. I guess so. Tom Pelissero, he reported this as well, and according to him, Bourne is healthy and wants a fresh start.
Mm. So the Patriots were going to push him to go maybe to PUP, and he's like, "Nah, I'm good. I can play right
yeah,
now."
Yeah, maybe, or yeah, I don't know. I mean, they couldn't carry eight. It would just make no sense to have eight receivers.
I'm surprised he's the one. I thought it was going to be Baker, and it could still be Baker.
It could very well still be Baker.
I'm
right.
Surprised it's him. Because, again, I thought you could carry him by putting him on PUP, build some depth. He's out for the first month. You have six guys already. Maybe you release Javon Baker, try to sneak him through to the practice. That's what I thought was happening.
So I'm not surprised, though, that Bourne's gone. I think if they didn't have Diggs or Hollins, like two veteran guys, because the room's really young. Like you have Kyle Williams, you have a couple of like third-year guys, a second-year guy in Baker. You might want to lean on the veteran guy a little bit more. Although, unfortunately, like since 2021, and I know you can make the connection, that's when McDaniels was here. But since then, it's been very like up and down, more down.
I was just going to bring this up. I do think this tells you, and we were talking about Jakobi Meyers last hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, if McDaniels went to Kraft and lobbied for Jakobi Meyers, Kraft would probably listen and give him a new contract, et cetera, et cetera. If they were ever going to work out a deal. This probably tells you McDaniels has no pull whatsoever when it comes to the roster.
No, I mean
he's gone, and it's Vrabel's show.
But there's also a chance he likes these other guys more.
It's possible.
Doesn't mean he likes them a lot. It just means he likes them more. Maybe he's like, maybe they even went to him. And they're like Kendrick Bourne or Efton Chisholm, and
it's
maybe
possible.
McDaniel said, "Give me Chisholm."
I viewed Bourne as a guy who was even still around at the beginning of the offseason because of McDaniels, and I could have that wrong. It tells you it's the Vrabel Stryker Cowden show, which I think we knew. Vrabel did not bring in McDaniels. Vrabel inherited the Elliott Wolfs and Matt Groves of the world. In the front office. But yeah, I think this tells you that McDaniels isn't getting much roster input is what it would tell me anyway.
No. I mean, he was he was decent with the McDaniels year. In fact, it was his best year in the league, 2021. Then he was in the doghouse all year with Patricia, and that was just a terrible, awful year. Only played half the season with Bill O'Brien.
Ready?
It was better.
This is from Callahan. Patriots are releasing Kendrick Bourne upon request after they finalized a trade that would have sent him to Minnesota, per source. Sorry, after they failed to finalize a trade.
So, you know, Minnesota.
That would have sent him to Minnesota. Right. So they were clearly in on a receiver. They got Adam Thielen, who's now back with the Vikings. And so Minnesota was kicking the tires on receivers like that. They probably went with Thielen instead. Maybe Bourne was their fallback. And they were trying to trade Kendrick Bourne. They couldn't. So they released him. Callahan also says the same thing as Pelissero. Bourne is healthy and was expected to practice today. I thought the did I misread that in the last day or two? I thought the reporting was that he was going to go to PUP. I could have sworn I read that.
Yeah, no, you might have. I mean, he was hurt throughout most of camp, so not so. Yeah, maybe he did say the PUP list. I think he would have been a candidate for it the way things were going. But it just felt like he, even if he was healthy all camp, was going to be in a bit of a dogfight for that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were five guys clearly ahead of him.
And then
I think they're looking at Chisholm and Baker as, like, I think there's more value there. Chisholm, there's some upside as the slot guy. Baker's at least giving you special teams reps. Like, Bourne's kind of, you know, maybe it was more Mac Hollins than anything else that just sort of was the end of Kendrick Bourne.
Schefter has the same. Vikings had expressed interest in Kendrick Bourne prior to the Thielen trade. Others also expected to be interested. So we'll see where that goes.
Texas, right. It's a bummer because Bourne was a great interview. I agree. Kendrick Bourne was a good interview. We said, hey, we like Kendrick Bourne.
For the one time.
Then we never got him again. He was too good of an interview, maybe.
Yeah, I think he was.
He's too strong.
I think he was a little too good. Yeah. We got him one time. We marched right down the hall. We said, boy, we'd love to talk to Kendrick Bourne more.
Is that who we play at the end of every show,
too?
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to have to retire that?
No.
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 Keep
yeah,
it.
Good, you don't, play,
I don't have any.
We don't retire
play,
any so. Of the Mayo stuff.
We have the
That's true.
Yeah. Happy Friday. we still play all those. No, Bourne can stick.
No, Kendrick Bourne was too good of an interview. It was his problem.
Yeah, it is.
That's on you. Same reason why we don't get Mac Hollins on this program. And in some ways, Christian Gonzalez in a weird, bizarro world way.
Yeah.
Christian Gonzalez as well. Okay, well, there's some breaking news on the Patriots and their receiver room.
Nice.
Well timed there. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel live at 125-ish. Here on Jones and Keefe, we're going to move the grab bag to 1 o'clock, so you want to hear Vrabel's reaction to that. You'll get it about an hour from now. First, all the latest in trending from Bridget Prue.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.